Schools are back in session across the country, and on some college campuses, many students are already reporting sick, worried about flu-like symptoms. More than 2,500 at Washington State University out west, for instance. But in the Boston area, colleges and universities are not feeling much of an impact yet. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer is in the studio now to explain. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning, Bob.
Tell us what you're hearing from the schools around here.
Well, most campus health clinics I called said they're not overly busy, and they're certainly not overwhelmed with sick students so far. As of Friday, Boston University, for example, had only confirmed 7 cases of students with flu-like illnesses, and that's out of more than 30,000 students. MIT has confirmed just 3 cases of the flu, Brandeis University in Waltham had 12 cases, and Boston College had 14, although only about 5 of those were confirmed.
If they're not confirmed cases, then what exactly are they? Do we know? Are these H1N1 swine flu cases we're talking about, or is it the seasonal flu?
Well, the state is no longer testing for swine flu because it was getting overwhelmed with samples. And the Centers for Disease Control is advising doctors to test for seasonal flu only if the sick patient has some underlying condition like diabetes or asthma that could put them at higher risk. So the director of health services at Boston College, Dr. Tom Neri, says that means there are a lot of unanswered questions.
Confirmation is a difficult problem now because the guidelines are not to really test. But if someone comes in with flu-like symptoms, which are fever, sore throat, and cough, we presume a person have H1N1 when that occurs.
The reason they feel confident presuming it's H1N1 is that this would be unusually early in the year to see seasonal flu.
So what's happening on the college campuses where lots of students are reporting sick? Why are we hearing about those incidents in those places?
The short answer is that we're really not sure, since there's still quite a lot we don't know about H1N1. But one thing could be that some of those colleges in other states started classes a few weeks earlier than colleges in the Boston area, so they've had more time for the virus to circulate, and we might see higher numbers in coming weeks. Also, just because students at places like Washington State are going to the health clinic doesn't mean they actually have the flu, because remember, they're not testing anymore. Dr. David Diamond, who's the associate medical director at MIT, told me that many students are more anxious than usual just because they're afraid they have the swine flu.
Part of what we're seeing is people who otherwise might not come by but have a little cold and want to know, is it the flu? So the worried well and the not so sick is part of the problem.
So Dr. Diamond says his staff is trying to deliver a delicate message.
It's not that we don't want to see if you're sick, but if you have these minor symptoms, you don't need to come in to see us. On the other hand, if you do get sick, you know, temperature over 100.5 and some other symptoms, we'll be happy to see you. But you know what? In most cases, we may do nothing other than tell you you're sick and send you home.
So, Sasha, is that what colleges are going to do here, as Dr. Diamond says, send kids home?
It varies. At Brandeis, if a student with the flu lives in a 2-person dorm, then the healthy student is actually being asked to find somewhere else to stay temporarily. But most other schools are telling students to stay put or to go home to their families for a while if they live locally.
Among students who do have the flu right now, how sick are they getting?
They're actually not getting all that sick, relatively speaking. As Dr. Neri at Boston College puts it, the suspected cases aren't turning out to be as bad as some people thought they'd be last spring.
This is not a vicious flu. Most of the students that we have and other colleges also are ill for a very short time, 24, 48 hours. They get better quickly, and the symptoms seem to be much less than what might be called the average seasonal flu.
So to prevent the flu then, the recommendations we've been hearing are still in operation. Wash your hands, cover your cough, sneeze into your elbow, and again, wash your hands and a lot.
Yes, absolutely. Do all of those things.
Sasha Pfeiffer, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Sasha Pfeiffer is WBUR's health and science reporter. You can keep up to date on this story and all health news at the new health and science section of our website, WBUR.org.